If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome to the 319th episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Rutherford. Stay tuned for my interview with romance novelist Pamela Fernandez. Fernandez novels include In Other Words and many other novels. Stay tuned for the interview. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Pamela Fernandez, a romance novel author. Fernandez's latest novel is In Other Words. Fernandez's short fiction has also been published in several anthologies, including Where the Stars Rise, Asian Science Fiction and Fantasy. Pamela, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Great. Well, can you read a few pages from your new novel, In Other Words?
Sure. So, chapter one. Trish Holt was about 6 years old when her father happily announced two things. She'd got a new baby brother and she'd finally become an American citizen. More specifically, she was now an official member of the Holt family. Her new name, Trish, would be permanent, forever. And for the rest of her life, she would be reminded how grateful she should be for the privileged life other Korean orphans could only hope for. The weight of these announcements didn't make Trish any different from the usual quiet child she had come to be. It turned her into quite the opposite. She'd become even more isolated, closed. The declaration that she was somehow different made it difficult in this harborside town along the New England coast. It was something out of her hands. As a child of six, she'd come to understand that being different wasn't necessarily a good thing. And when you don't want to fight anyone, you simply join them. And she tried to blend in without highlighting her differences. She just wanted to fit in. The problem was if you have blonde-haired parents with translucent skin and blue eyes. While you have dark hair and yellow skin, you already stand out. And she didn't know real parents and kids had matching hair and eyes until a classmate in school told her so. That's when she knew she was different. That's it.
Okay, great. Well, if someone listening hasn't heard about your novel In Other Words yet, how would you describe the novel?
Well, I would describe it as a multicultural romance that is focused on a Korean orphan who's now kind of been accepted into the American family and how she's struggling with her identity and then her concept of love changes because of this love that she missed as an adopted child.
And do you remember the original idea that led you to write In Other Words?
Yeah, originally I picked a theme. The theme was adoption. And quite frankly, I didn't know a lot about it. But the more I read about, there are forums online, there are groups online. And the more I read, the more I realized that this was a much bigger issue than we think. I mean, my perception was that once you're adopted, you're always happy because you're in a family, you're in a home. That's not always the case. And so that's where I started researching and the idea, you know, this romance came up.
And so what was your path to publication before you published your first novel? Had you always wanted to be a writer?
Yeah, I always wanted to write fiction, but somehow I was sucked into doing medical writing and, you know, writing for work, writing for research, and it never really took off. In 2013, I won a competition, and that was a romance competition for Asian romance. And that's where I started. And now 7 years later, I've managed to be published with smaller presses and even gone on to write women's fiction. So it's been a very long but different journey, starting from small competitions to the bigger houses.
And so when you start thinking about a new novel, do you tend to focus on one idea or are you choosing from a variety of ideas before you decide on one to focus on?
Well, I think when you write a romance, people usually pick a trope and then they go on from there. I usually pick a theme because I feel like there's no point in writing a standard, you know, cookie cutter romance. We all know A meets B, A falls in love with B, and then in the end, A and B are together. But to give the book and the characters some real life, some real meat, there has to be a theme that runs through the entire book. And so I usually start off with a theme, and like in this case was adoption, and then start developing everything from there.
And so what is your writing process like once you have that idea and that theme in your mind? Do you outline and plan your novel extensively, or do you write more organically?
Well, I usually, when I started, I used to first just, you know, go wherever the story took me. And I find that that wastes a lot of time. And I feel like also that sometimes you end up writing like 10,000 words, but then they're really not helpful for the story. So now I kind of outline. I use one of J.K. Rowling's methods, where she has a simple page. She just has a sheet where she has two columns. So she's got one column where the primary plot is happening, and the second column has a secondary plot happening. And then you just marry the two in each chapter, and that's how you keep the story going. So when I start the story now, I usually have a final word count in mind, and then I have that page with me all the time, the primary and the secondary, and I keep...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looking at that to see where the story is going, because otherwise you just keep writing and writing and writing, and then you have to chop it off later. So it's just a waste of time. Yeah.
And so you just explain how your writing has changed somewhat in terms of going from a more organic to a little more structured in terms of how you're writing. Have you noticed any other changes in your writing process from novel to novel?
I've noticed that if you do it more often, it tends to come more organically. Earlier, there would be days where you don't feel like writing. I mean, it would happen to me a lot that I know I don't feel like writing, or I don't want to, the ideas just don't come. But if you have a structure like that in place, then, you know, you know where the story is going, you know what's going to happen, you know what you want to do or achieve, at least for that 3,000 words, you know what you plan to do. So that has changed. And secondly, I can write more as a result of that. You know, I can do more books per year. And with the current market shifting, people are putting out books every month. So it's getting harder. And so you can write more if you just organize better. And I think I've gotten better at that, and I'm writing more according to that.
So have you started thinking about, or have you started writing your next novel?
Yeah, I actually did this. This pandemic period has kind of helped me prioritize all the writing work. I did 4 different manuscripts in the last 45 days.
Wow.
So yeah, I managed to just have the ideas, get the plots done, and then started banging out the words, because otherwise you just tend to waste time. And I wanted to make a good use of my good use of all the hours I had. So I let my imagination go and started writing. Yeah.
Great. Well, what advice would you have for aspiring writers who may be listening and are working and writing their own stories or novels?
I would say believe in your own book, you know, the one that you want to write. And I feel like today, even if you listen to many author podcasts, and there's always somebody who comes and says, you know, this is the market right now, you need to write this to the market. And even the host sometimes will say, well, yeah, I think I need to write this book, you know, just so that we can sell more and we can go to whatever and sell it like this and sell it like that. But I think you need to believe in your own book and write the book you want to write, you know, the one that you believe in, because you'll only be able to effectively sell something that you yourself believe in. So I would say stop worrying about the market and just focus on your book.
And so what books, fiction or nonfiction, have you read recently that made an impression on you and that you would recommend?
Well, I recently read a debut novel by Josie Silver. It's called One Day in December. Beautiful book, beautiful romance. And it's a romance that goes over, you know, 10 years. And the most beautiful part of the book is they share just one kiss in the entire book. But just, you know, the meeting of the eyes, the small moments, the way they've been captured, it's just beautiful. And I thought, since I write romance like that, I thought, you know, where are all the other authors who are writing books like these? And she's one of them. I mean, absolutely beautiful romance. I've actually been reading Donna Tartt's The Goldfinch. It was a Pulitzer winner in 2014. And I'm struggling to get through that book because each sentence has 13 commas. And by the time the sentence is over, I don't know what she was talking about in the first place. So, you know, I've had to reread that book a number of times, but hey, it won a Pulitzer.
Yeah, exactly. So where can people find you online if they'd like to learn about more about you and your books?
Well, my books are online with most big publishers. I am at PamelaQFernandez.com. That's my website, where I put out all the information about my books, podcasts, everything. So if you want any of the books, they're usually on most booksellers. Yeah, they're available everywhere.
Great. And what's the name of your podcast?
It's the Christian Circle Podcast. That's mainly geared towards my nonfiction writing. Yeah.
And so what nonfiction writing do you do?
Well, I usually write Christian nonfiction based on my own Christian journey, and then mm-hmm. what my friends or family and, you know, the many people that I interact with, because we're part of a very big community, and what we are learning on this journey. So my first was for the unemployed Christian, and then it was for the single Christian. And now we're doing a book, I think, hopefully this year we should have it out. It's on the grieving Christian.
And so how is it for you going from writing a romance or writing a novel to nonfiction?
The one thing I think is, you know, when you write fiction, you tend to bleed a little of yourself, but then it's not all you. Whereas when you're writing nonfiction, you have to get very real with your own emotions, with what you're going through, your experiences. And I feel like there's a lot more research that is required. Whereas in fiction, you can make anything up and no one's going to say anything to you. Whereas in nonfiction, you need to fact check everything you say in a book. I mean, every line, every statistic, every quote has to be checked and rechecked. And so it's a different, more strenuous form of writing.
Great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Pamela Fernandez, author of In Other Words. You can go grab a copy of the ebook now. Pamela, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
Great.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save.